Stones on 103.9 Fox, 8:13. Top it off around 82 today. My name is Sherman. Happy Pink Friday. Actually talking with Craig Bailey here in a second. He's going to dial me up via Skype. He's the host of Floydian Slip, 1 hour of Pink Floyd every Saturday night at 11 o'clock. He's there he is. Craig Bailey.
Morning, Sherman. How are you?
I'm well. Happy Pink Friday.
Yeah, back at you.
I'll admit, I've never really learned how to play an instrument. Do you know how to play anything, Craig?
I'm embarrassed to say that I know how to play the trombone.
Okay. That's in a lot of Pink Floyd songs, the trombone.
Not a real chick magnet kind of instrument. I haven't actually played it since high school, so probably now I can't play an instrument, but back then I could.
You were hot in the high school band playing the trombone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I played drums when I think I was in seventh grade or so.
Well, there you go. That counts.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, nobody could throw me on stage and I would go, okay, do it. I'm like, no, yeah. I can't do it. But my point is I was always good at knowing pitch. And I could always hear that, and it blows my mind because I listen to it, and I listen for the inaccuracies when Floyd played live. Because I'll listen to Pulse or another live album like Delicate Sound of Thunder, and they sound just like the album. And it blows my mind because there are so many bands that are out today. They don't even come close. They can't because everything's on computer, and they can't match it.
Keep in mind that that was before all of this, what do they call it, auto-tune or whatever
yeah.
that is, you know.
I mean, but I mean, at the time, like when Floyd was, you know, kind of changing, they weren't like the trippy 60s sounds when they were like in the 70s and they started getting all the synthesizers and the effects and all this. They were pretty cutting edge at the time. But I mean, you put all that together, there's a mountain of things that could go wrong when you play live. Just a mountain. And they have Mount Everest of things going on during a concert. They did it all on the fly, and it still blows my mind.
Well, you know, what's funny is that, you know, Floyd has a reputation for being like a stoner band, you know.
Yeah.
And to the point that people joke that, you know, they were perhaps on drugs. Well, you know, you don't perform that well when you're high. You've got to be, you know, pretty straight to be able to do the kind of stuff that they've done.
Speaking of live, you know, what is your personal fave live disc? Do you like Delicate Sound of Thunder or Pulse better from Floyd?
You know, I would probably pick Pulse, maybe only because it has Dark Side on it, start to finish.
I'm waiting for them to put out a Blu-ray. They will not put out a Blu-ray. It took long enough for them to put out a DVD.
You know, it's all coming, I'm sure. It's just a matter of time. There will be Pink Floyd releases, I mean, re-releases and reissues and Blu-ray, and, you know, long after we're both dead.
Mm.
I'm quite sure.
And I don't even have my DVD anymore. My car, I used to have a Jeep.
There you go.
I used to have a Jeep one time, and the radio broke, and the DVD was in it, and the dealership took my Pulse DVD.
Oh, I see. You should have gotten a discount for that.
Thank you, dealership, for taking that. What do you got coming up on the show tomorrow night?
Speaking of live stuff, it's kind of funny. Coincidentally, lots of live stuff tomorrow night. Didn't plan it that way, but Roger from his In the Flesh tour of North America. Also have some stuff from the original Wall tour in 1980. David Gilmour with a live in-studio session that he did for AOL maybe, I don't know, 8 years ago at this point. But that and a bunch of other stuff.
Floydian Slip airs every Saturday night, 11 o'clock, right here on 103.9 The Fox. Craig Bailey, you and your trombone, you have a fantastic rest of Pink Friday.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, and to celebrate Pink Friday, I think, personally, my favorite track off of the live album from Pulse, we will do it next. And it's 9 minutes and 29 seconds next on 103.9 The Fox.